With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon telling Congress the first week of the Iran war cost $11.3 billion. Munitions alone were roughly $5 billion. In the meantime, International Energy Agency has agreed to release the largest volume of emergency oil reserves in its history, that in a bid to counter the effects of energy markets on the war in the Middle East. Correspondent John Gambrell reports on a number of difficulties facing Iran.
For the Iranians, they're just trying to survive. The theocracy is at one of its weakest points since the 1979 Islamic Revolution that installed it. It has named a new supreme leader after the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's his son, and we still haven't seen him on state television, raising questions about his condition as the war rages on.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the war may result in a struggle similar to the one that the U.S. had with the old Soviet Union.
We understand here the Americans have the scars of Iraq and Afghanistan and these so-called endless wars, but a much better example would be the Cold War, which took decades. And America kept up the pressure on the Soviet bloc, and eventually that bloc fell.
Elsewhere, Israel's UN ambassador Danny Danon says as long as Hezbollah operates from Lebanon, Israel will defend itself.
As we stand here today, Israeli families are once again running to bomb shelters as rockets are launched toward our communities. That is the reality. And that is why Israel is operating in Lebanon, to stop that threat.
Cambodia closing now to shutting down the country's online scam centers following a major crackdown. Experts say scams in Southeast Asia net tens of billions annually. SRN News. A pro-life organization spending big time in Ohio.
A $3.2 million Get Out the Vote campaign is being launched in the Buckeye State by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Women Speak Out PAC. The goal is to knock on the doors of 500,000 Ohio homes, urging residents to vote for pro-life candidates in the looming midterm elections. Organizers say the campaign will also include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as Election Day draws near. Michael Harrington reporting.
A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, first elected in 2007, says she will not seek a third 10-year term next year. This gives liberals another chance to expand their majority as cases involving hot-button social issues, as well as redistricting, union rights, and school funding loom. Justice Annette Ziegler is the second consecutive justice to decide against seeking re-election. SRN News. Oh, don't look now, but there could be trouble ahead. The NIL enforcement czar is sounding the alarm that over an influx of third-party deals too often, he says, in college athletics. More on the story now from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Brian Seeley, the head of the College Sports Commission, says the onset of $30 million football rosters funded mostly by companies providing third-party payments to players is within the rules, but not the system some of its founders intended. Seeley says he's bullish about the new agency's ability to analyze deals quickly, but that the influx of third-party deals that help schools blow past the $20.5 million salary cap they're allowed to pay players directly has led to increased review times. His conversations with some leaders makes him think this isn't what they intended. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.